Future Lab, Kinetic Art in Russia, curated by Julia Aksenova.
Let's take a look at the artwork by Roman Sakin called The Forest. First, I want you to allow yourself to observe it in motion. Get acquainted with it. Make yourself familiar with the subtle changes in its position, notice the rhythm. Dance with it if you'd like to. Take a few seconds to think about its shape and color, about the things that first come to your mind when you look directly at it. Focus on your senses, your emotions. How do you feel about this work? How would you describe it to a friend? Why, in your opinion, is it called The Forest? Now, gently bring your attention back to the audio guide. What you're looking at is called controlled sculpture. Another way to describe it, according to the artist himself, would be soundless musical instrument or controlled space. The forest has a control panel consisting of reels of a fishing line and 25 moving parts. The red color is used as one of the most noticeable and actually has no meaning. Attached is the score with the recorded work of the same name, The Forest. Isn't it beautiful? I like to think of it as a depiction of sound waves moving from the depths of one's throat to another's eardrums, carrying messages, ideas, or maybe a tidal movement, bringing new waters to the shore, following its own sacred cycle. There are five principles of control sculpture. First, it has moving parts. Second, these movable parts can take various fixed positions in space, changing the shape of the entire object. Third, it can have a control panel with which moving parts move. Fourth, it can have a score, a recorded sequence of position. And fifth, the last one, the sequence of positions can be a separate piece of art performed on a controlled sculpture. Is there anything else you've seen before that you can describe the same way? Anything in this exhibition that reminds you of a controlled sculpture? I suppose, in a way, we encounter objects like this every day. Various mechanisms like lifts and cranes, moving vehicles, toys. Aren't we ourselves built like controlled sculptures? Our lives are inherently inseparable from movement, from change. Roman Sakin says, "Working with form for me has always been working with space. I used to move around in the workshop for cutting boards and sticks, watching the space change and falling into a kind of trance. A rail suspended in the center of the room, a bowl lying on the floor, round sticks lined up in a row were like poetry for me. And a very important part of this activity was the ability to move and change." End of quote. I like his mention of poetry. There is indeed a lot of poetry of poetic language in movement. We move our hands when we speak and dance and fight. We curl our bodies in pain and jump in excitement. Just as a tree changing informs us about the season, a controlled sculpture changing can report different events. Perhaps that's where the name, The Forest, comes from. In front of you is an art object called Dynamic Spiral, intensifying energy of red space by Soviet kinetic artist Francisco Infante Arana. This is an interesting piece of work. As a static painting, how can it possess kinetic energy? There is no movement, nothing is changing about it. Why is it part of the exhibition at all? Let's spend a bit more time with this artwork. Notice the effect it has on you. pause the audio guide if you need to and rest your eyes on the reds and yellows. Does it feel relaxing, overwhelming, aggressive, meditative? What does this piece remind you of? What sense or illusion of space or depth do you find in the work? Intensifying energy of red space is part of a series of works, all under the title Dynamic Spiral. An important recurring theme in Invante Arana's work, a spiral symbolizes the progression of movement, development, evolution. Kinetic artists of the Soviet period would often say that the world is spiraling in technological progress, as if feeling the change of the post-war period that's about to come. We in the 21st century can definitely relate to that. The oversaturated, intense hues of the painting remind me of phone screens and billboards with colourful attention-grabbing ads. It is most likely that the bright red and yellow here are used simply because they're primary colours, common in the geometric abstract art of the 20th century. But I can't help but think what they would mean today. Our environment is constantly changing, and there is certainly a link between the concept of movement and something as static as colour, don't you think? Red and yellow, colours of racing cars, road signs, fast food chains, you can go on forever. The dynamism of this space can be understood in two ways. The first, metaphorical, as mentioned earlier, deals with how we attribute characteristics of movement to specific shapes and colours. They're creating an associative link between a spiral and technological progress, for example. However, there is a literal interpretation as well. Optical artists such as Victor Vasarely and Richard Riley created abstract geometric works with concentric patterns around the same time as kinetic artists in Soviet Russia explored movement in 1960s, and Invante Arana talks about this connection himself. Experimentation with the visual features of the eye's retina allowed the artist to produce an illusion of movement where there was none. Kinetic art and op art beautifully mirror each other, and Invante Arana happened to work exactly in between the two. Intensifying energy of red space reveals one of the key principles of artists' approach to kinesthetism, and that is collective, unified movement towards new forms and symbols. In the Manifesto of Russian Kinets, he writes, "World, we offer you the art of soul, mind and body. Kineticism, the art of revealing the secrets of life and transformation." End of quote. The charm of Invante Arana's work is that, ultimately, it is about hope for a better future, where technological and cultural progress opens new prospects of life for us.